welcome to Recovery Talk 101. I'm your host, Rick Ford, and you're listening to 900 AM WURD. It's Saturday, September the 11th. And man, before we get started, a few announcements. First, we're going to open up the phone lines, 215-634-8065. And we want to know, where were you at 20 years ago on this date and what happened here in the United States? Tonight's show is sponsored by a consortium. On the line, we got our good friend John White. John, what's happening?
How you doing, Rick? Good to see you, Rick. Good to see you.
Yeah, you know, John, really interesting last night. Before we go any further, I want to give kudos to the Black Male Community Council under the leadership of my good friend. Listen, there was a host of men who was celebrated last night, right? And I'm telling you, man, what a great event last night. I was able to get there, right? And what's really funny is Stanley Crawford, who is the executive director of the Black Male Community Council, they honored some folks. Well, no, there was a gathering last night, Food, Fun, and Fellowship. And at this wonderful venue on Scott's Lane, right off of Ridge Avenue in Allegheny, what a wonderful event. I want to kudos go out to Black Male Community Council, the brothers, not only the brothers, but the women who supported this event last night. Again, what a great time. So, John, what's going on, man?
Hey, man, we're on a whole lot of work, thank goodness. Still able to do what we do. You know, I want to give some kudos also to Councilman Kenyatta Johnson for the event that he held, renaming 18th and Wharton, Walter Lomax Way.
Yeah.
That was quite an event honoring one of the true heroes here in the city of Philadelphia. And, you know, on that program, Rick, was one of my heroes, A. Benjamin Johnson.
Right. So, well, hold up. Let's do this here, John.
Couple we have a guest, don't we?
Yeah. We got a couple callers on the line. We're going to get to them, and then we'll get back into the conversation last night, because Kenyatta Johnson was the keynote speaker, and we'll get back to that. Okay. Who we have on the line? We got Tanetta Graham on the line. Any of the callers on the line? Oh, looks like no one's there. So let's get back into the discussion, because it says all your callers are on the phone. So we have any callers there, Mike? So apparently they're not. So anyway, Kenyatta Johnson was the keynote speaker last night. Stanley Crawford.
Get out of here.
Kofi Asante. A host of folks was here. Sam Staten.
Did you say Kofi Asante?
Kofi Asante.
Oh, hello?
And it was a great event, man. And, they're all on. We got callers on the line. Hold up. Let's go to this. What callers do we have on the line?
Hello, Rick.
Okay, please speak up. We've been asking for a minute. What callers are on the line?
I'm Tanetta. Tanetta's here, Rick. Can you hear me?
Sure, we hear you, Tanetta.
Okay.
Who else is on the line?
I'm here, Rick. I'm on William. This is for
Tyrone, your phone is going in and out. So, Tanetta, let's talk about this event that's going to be happening next Saturday, 18th, at Manda Playground at 33rd and Diamond, all right?
All right, absolutely, Rick. Thank you so much for having us on. And, of course, our special memories to those who lost loved ones on this 9/11 back 20 years ago. So what we're doing next Saturday, we're having a Strawberry Mansion. It's having a health and wellness day. It's actually going to be a fun day, a full day where you can get COVID shots. You can get some of your blood pressure screening, diabetes screening. We'll be out at Mander 33rd and Diamond Saturday, and this event is sponsored in partnership with Labika Care and Philly Count.
Labika Care is that with Dr. O?
Yes, 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 and his lovely wife. So the Fatihibes are providing vaccinations as well as food. So we're going to have a DJ. We're going to have some healthy snacks. And also, earlier that day, we're having the Boxers Trail Walk Run. So if you're interested in doing a walk run, it's a 5K. That'll start earlier at about 8:30. If you live in Strawberry Mansion, registration is free. You can check our website at strawberrymansioncdc.org to get more information.
So now you mentioned, what time does this event start for the health and wellness thing?
So the health and wellness fair will begin at from 11 to 2. But if you get there early, no worries. We'll be out there because we're just going to the Blockers Trail Walk Run is going to bleed into the health and wellness fair. So we're practically going to be there from 8:30 all the way to 2 o'clock on Saturday, September 18th.
So it's free and open to the public. Now you mentioned, I want folks to really pay attention. You know, John, we've got John White, the former Secretary of State, former City Councilman. Former PHA Housing Director, John White. So this show tonight is sponsored by Consortium. For those that are viewing and listening, we can hear John White every second Saturday of the month. So watch this tonight. It's important folks need to know. If you're looking for the vaccine, Johnson, Moderna, Pfizer, here's an opportunity to come out there. You don't need no ID. We want people to come out there to 33rd and Diamond next week. Food, fun, and festivities, a DJ, get vaccinated, get some other stuff, help get your health pressure, all that stuff, correct? Janetta?
Yes, I'm here. No, Rick, that sounds good. Thank you so much. We appreciate you offering us this time so we can make this announcement. And we all know how important it is to get vaccinated. So whether you're on the fence or not, please do your research. We'll have people out there to answer some questions for you if you're not sure. We have some healthcare professionals out there to make sure that you know that it's safe for you to get vaccinated.
Yeah, yeah. So we're looking for, you know what, that's all happening next Saturday. And John, we're doing the virtual recovery walk next Saturday. It's a whole lot happening next Saturday.
Absolutely. And it's right on time, you know. Yeah. That ties right into the mandates now for vaccinations and for testing. Yeah. You know, October the 15th, in our community, our counselors, our therapists, all will have to have been vaccinated. And if not vaccinated, they have to be tested every week.
Wow.
Yes. And so it's going to be, you know, all this is happening at one time.
Yeah.
You know, we're celebrating recovery, but at the same time, we're having obstacles thrown in the way of our recovery. Mm-hmm. This COVID virus, man, has really gotten in the way.
Yes, it has.
And now with, you know, the federal government saying if you get Medicaid funds, if you're an agency that receives Medicaid or Medicare funds, and you have more than 100 employees, you have to get vaccinated.
Wow.
It's being mandated.
But can you repeat that again, John? I think folks who are working in the field need to understand that. It's mandated.
It is mandated. You have until October the 15th, you know, to make sure if you have more than 100 employees, they either have to all be vaccinated. Those who are not vaccinated will have to be tested every week.
Yeah.
The agencies at this point, we're on the hook for either paying for it or having our members pay for it.
Yeah.
And have them be the ones responsible for going out and finding where the free clinics are and things of that nature.
Yeah.
So this whole thing is about to change, Matt, because some of the folks who are against the vaccination are also against being tested. Now, don't ask me the logic.
Yeah.
Okay. But, you know, I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've been encouraging people in every one of our shows, haven't we? To get vaccinated.
Yes.
Get vaccinated. So we make that appeal one more time.
Yes.
Get vaccinated. In some cases, it's going to be that or your job.
Yeah. So, Tanetta.
Oh, 12 and up. The vaccinations are free.
What she's doing is right on time, right?
Yes. Everything is free. So, you know, we're offering gift cards to those folks who do receive vaccinations. So please come out Saturday morning. Get your walk run on. You can go to the recovery, get vaccinated, go to the recovery walk. Like you said, it's a lot going on Saturday. But please, please, please take care of yourselves, everybody.
That's it.
And for Tanetta, is there any other information you want to give out, how folks can reach you over there at the Story Mansion CDC office?
Sure. You can reach us on our website, strawberrymansioncdc.org, or you can give us a call at our office at 2829 West Diamond Street. The number is 215-235-7505.
Great. And it's a partnership. Before we let you go, Tanetta, who else is involved in this health fair for next Saturday?
Yeah, so it's LeBach here, and I don't know if she's on the line or not. They were supposed to call in, and Philly Kemp.
Okay. So, you know what, I think that's enough information, and I'll repeat it before we leave the air tonight. We want folks to come out here to Amanda Playground at 33rd and Diamond. It starts right after the Boxers Trail, and the Boxers Trail starts that morning, and then the health fair starts around like 10-ish?
Yes.
Okay. And it's free.
How long is it going to be going to, Nia?
We're going to be going to 2 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah. So we want to make sure we get folks to come out there and be a part of what's happening right there at Mandel Playground. All right?
All right. Thank you so much, Rick. And nice talking with you, John. You guys spreading good word, good messages.
You guys, thank you, and keep it up, please.
Yes. Thanks again, Tanetta. So we're going to
keep things moving. Okay, thank you, Rick. Love you.
All right. So, John, you know, you think about that. You just said something I think is critical to those that are doing it listening. It's going to be mandated. And I tell you, John, there are a host of folks who are still not believing in this whole thing with the vaccine.
You know, it's... Listen, I respect people's opinions, okay? Yeah. But look at it this way. In our industry, you're being surrounded by people who've been vaccinated in your workplace and are wearing masks.
Yeah.
You know why they're doing that? They're doing that to protect you.
Yeah.
Okay? They're doing that to protect you. And here you are, unvaccinated, not knowing whether you have it or not, and you expect that to be okay.
Yeah.
I don't understand that logic. I really don't.
Yeah.
You know, people have beliefs, but beliefs don't say you can't wear a mask.
Yeah.
Beliefs speak to what's going into your body. I get that part. But there's no excuse for not being tested and not wearing a mask. In my view, there's no excuse for that.
It really isn't.
People complain about what's going into their bodies and smoke cigarettes.
Yeah.
Or have a drink.
Yeah.
They say they don't know what's in it, but they don't know that Tylenol can disrupt the lining of your stomach.
Yeah.
Do they know what Advil is? You follow me?
Yes.
So, but this shows the power, really, of media. It shows the power of media, particularly social media.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's not as strong a push on social media to be vaccinated as it is the headline-grabbing comments made about not getting the vaccine.
Yeah. So, Jack, watch this. We got Imani on another line calling from Philly County. Imani, welcome to the show.
Hi, how's everybody doing this evening?
Hi, Imani.
Hi. So I work with Philly Counts, and we have actually been trying to spread the message about getting vaccinated and just all the information and trying to answer people's questions via social media, via table, and just really trying to be out in the community where our people are.
Imani, are you on the speakerphone? It seems to be a little distorted there.
Okay, how about now?
Yeah, John, can you hear her?
I can hear her.
We got you, Imani.
Okay, great. So, yeah, I was just saying that my team and I have just been focusing on finding creative ways to just get the message out there about vaccinations and wearing your mask just to protect everybody. So we've been on social media. We've been creating social media toolkits and just other things of just really trying to meet our people where we're at, at table and events, out at the supermarkets, just really giving out information and answering questions. And just really addressing some of the misinformation that's out there.
That's important.
Yeah. And you know what, Monty, if I'm not mistaken, if I was listening to Tanetta, so you're part of Philly Counts in conjunction with the Story Ranch and CDC at this event next Saturday, correct?
So, yes, we are one of the co-sponsors of the event. So the Philly Counts office is actually a department within the city of Philadelphia. So we have been supporting various community organizations that are already in the community, doing the work, are trusted in the community, really just helping support them with pop-up clinics, information, just really helping to bridge the gap.
Okay. Well, listen, we want folks to show up next Saturday at 33rd and Diamond, okay?
Yes, we do.
All right, Imani, thanks for calling in. So, you know, again, John, you just said something I think is so critical, John, in terms of the mandating of it. I'm thinking about what's happening with the school system of Philadelphia.
Hey, man, maybe I'm in the dark. Tell me what's happening with the school system.
Well, you know, I say this, and I've said this professionally and publicly. We're in trouble. Our kids are in trouble. And I'll say this for many, many reasons. They have not straightened out stuff from the asbestos, all that other stuff. So here we are putting kids back in play, right? And it's a little disturbing. So we'll talk more about that. John, watch this. We got a Diane calling on line one from South Philly. Diane, welcome.
Hey, Diane, how are you?
I'm doing good, the Honorable White Jr., and also to the Honorable Rick. I'm getting nervous. I'm having a senior moment. John White Jr., I'm sorry.
But, thank you. I have honorable, too.
Yes, I wanted to say something about the children. My grandson, he's 3 years old, and he's in a Head Start, which is doing very well. And the school daycare that he goes to, they only had one outbreak, but that was a teacher. But they make sure that those students, little children, have their masks on. They do not play, and they do not let the parents come in, anything like that. But they've been keeping them children safe so far for the 2 years. They've been keeping them children safe with the masks on. And they like 2 and 3 years old. And also, I want to say, the Honorable John White Jr., I respect you so much. You know, I heard you speak at Dr. Lomax's celebration, and I didn't know you was the person that, you know, helped get him that contract. That was amazing. And I always respect you, Honorable. I wish you could run again, because I'm not satisfied with the politics in Philadelphia. But I just want to thank you for what you have done, you know, for Dr. Lomax. That was amazing. That was amazing. And that's the first time I ever heard that, Honorable White Jr.
Well, there are a lot of stories in our neighborhood that we don't talk about, but we had a lot of help and support to make that happen, and the credit really goes to Dr. Lomax and to his group, because they're the ones who qualified and they're the ones who delivered. I just happen to have confidence in them, and I really did. So thank you very much. And I'm too old to run now. I just walk.
I wish you could. Well, maybe you need to train people to do the right things. You know what I'm saying? And I remind you, I was young when you, because I love politics, and I always admire you. I remember you came past my job at Brooklyn, and I spoke to you, and you were so gentle to me, you know? So I appreciate And I appreciate you all the work that you've done in Philadelphia politics. Did you ever think of writing a book about, you know, your work, what you've done?
As a matter of fact, I am writing a book.
Great. I can't wait. And can you please do it in audible, too? Because I'm blind. I'm completely blind. I lost my eyesight. But I definitely would like to listen to your story.
Well, I'm audibilizing in writing it. So, absolutely.
Thank you so much. And God bless you both men. Both of you.
Thank you so much. Great men.
And I appreciate you both.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Diane. You know, for those that are viewing and listening, I was able, and you know, John, I say this, that was a great moment. That was a great moment, and I heard your speech. There was a host of other people speaking, Pastor Waller and so on and so on, but I think, as Diane alluded to the fact, something you said was quite clear about your relationship with Dr. Lomax, and kudos go out to the Lomax family, Sarah, and the rest of the people over there at 900 AM WURD. So that I'm so glad I was able to hear that and feel that. All right.
Thank you, Derek. Thank you very much, Rick.
You know, she said, you said Diane wanted you to run. You said, no, you walk, but I'm going to run. So.
Okay. Well, I'll be walking with you next Saturday.
Yes, let's do it.
As far as I can, anyway. Hey, listen, speaking of feeling, how are you doing?
Well, you know what? 60-40, the score's still the same, John. I have to go back to the doctor Monday.
But you are winning now.
Huh?
60-40, you are winning.
Oh, I am winning.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure.
I'm winning. I'm to the end, John. So I'm looking forward to Monday going back into the doctor and having them take another look. So, yeah. And,
can I say something to the black men who are listening or watching? Take care of yourself. Take care of your health.
Yeah.
Self-care is really important. And all too often, we decide not to get the help that we need. If we find that there's something health-wise that is threatening, if you find it, you can cure it.
Yeah.
You know, if it's broken, you can fix it. But it takes you communicating with a physician, a doctor, a registered nurse, you know? Don't ignore yourself. You got so many other obligations and so many other responsibilities. Think about what happened if you're not here to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So let's do this as long as we can.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Let's live as long as we can. Let's work as long as we can. Let's give as long as we can.
Yeah.
Let's take care of ourselves.
Yeah. You know, Janice, you know, it's funny, when I speak with you, you always say the right things to me.
Oh, come on. I was getting ready to use the N-word. I can't say that. That was good.
No, but I mean, at the pivotal times, these conversations are so prevalent and needed. You know, I my wife says it all the time. You got to do more. I'm meeting again Monday with the doctor and doing some other stuff, and I'll talk more about that what else I'm venturing into. So, yeah, I tell you, man.
Okay. And you're right. And right there in our clinic, in our facility, you know, where people who are in recovery come for treatment and medical assistant treatment and things of that nature.
Yeah.
We have Spectrum Health Systems right there on site. To perform different tests for diabetes, high blood pressure. We have our own integrated healthcare unit where everyone that comes in is asked, would you like to see the doctor? Would you like to see the nurse? So we're conscious of that and trying to make sure that to the extent that we can, what resources do we have that we can apply towards dealing more with the whole person in recovery?
Yeah.
Okay. Because recovery is not just being abstinent.
Yeah.
It's having your head and your body right.
That's right. So listen, we're going to take a break and come back and continue with John White talking about some things that's happening about what happened 20 years ago, how people were dealing with trauma and the effects of that. We're going to talk about upcoming events. You know that all the venues are done. There's no more Dell season. There's
no more. That's right.
You know, all that stuff. And so it's time to buckle down with family and friends and do some real good stuff, you know.
How about that?
In the middle of this COVID stuff, is we have to pay more attention, really. We really got to pay more attention, not only to our health and our wellness and our emotional state, but our families and everybody else. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. Phone lines are open, 215-634-8065. And guess what? If you want to get on the conversation, any questions, concerns, or comments, give us a call. We'll be right back.
A lot of trouble with opioids, alcohol, maybe other drugs. You're desperate to help, but you don't know what to do. So you just watch. And just as desperately, you do nothing. Well, there is something you can do. Call the consortium. They've helped a lot of people in their 50 years, thousands, good people who just need to get out of their own jail. The consortium's multicultural clients come from all over the region to their West Philadelphia location because the consortium's understanding and proven methods are treasured by them because they work. And while they could go anywhere, they choose the consortium, and so can you. Call 267-233-5163. If you know someone in trouble, just give us a call. We'll help with the rest. The consortium, 267-233-5163.
ProAct Recovery Walks will be held on Saturday, September 18th at Penn's Landing in Philadelphia. Guests are encouraged to ensure they are fully vaccinated in order to safely attend. ProAct Recovery Walks is celebrating its 20th anniversary. It has been hosted in conjunction with the City of Philadelphia since 2002, is the largest of its kind in the nation. This year will mark the third presentation of the Beverly J. Haberle Recovery Champion Award, presented to a recipient who embodies Ms. Haberle's belief that recovery is possible for all and her commitment to ensuring that our communities help make that goal possible. Expected to speak at the walk are Jennifer Smith, Secretary of the Pennsylvania Department of Drug and Alcohol Programs, Roland Lamb, Deputy Commissioner representing Grand Sponsor Philadelphia Department of Behavioral Health and Intellectual Disability Services, Jennifer King, Executive Director of the Council of Southeast Pennsylvania. Representing Gold Sponsors will be Diane Rosati, Executive Director of the Bucks County Drug and Alcohol Commission. The event MC will be Mike Jarrett, Fox 29, and entertainment will include the maestro Johnny Croom and the winner of this year's Recovery Idol competition, which will be decided on August 20th at the Dell Music Center. Recovery Walks is a tobacco and vape-free event, and the event will also highlight individuals' recovery from tobacco. In addition, prevention specialists will be on hand to provide tobacco cessation information, treatment resources, and supports. That's the ProAct Recovery Walks, Saturday, September 18th, Penn's Landing in Philadelphia.
Hey, neighbor, how you doing?
Oh, there's so much going on. It's hard to keep up.
Well, we got to get you caught up. Try contacting the Strawberry Mansion Community Development Corporation and the Strawberry Mansion Neighborhood Action Center, located at 2829 West Diamond Street. They can help you with utility bills, water bills, foreclosures, delinquent real estate taxes, weatherization, homeowner workshops, food giveaways, neighborhood news, and so much more. It's a one-stop shop. Just send your email to strawberrymansioncdc.org or strawberrymansionnac.org. You can also call them at 215-235-7505. Due to COVID, it's by appointment only. But call them, and someone will definitely get you caught up.
Thanks, neighbor. I got to get up on this.
Hi, this is Council President Darrell Clark, and I listen to my main man, Rick Ford, heard here on 900 AM WURD.
Hi, I'm the First Lady of Recovery, Sheila Ford, and you're listening to Recovery Talk 101 with Rick Ford on 900 AM WURD and 96.1 FM.
Sweet, you got a big girl.
John, you grooving with that, the Gap Band.
That's right.
So listen,
the best ever.
We're going to go back to the phone lines. We got Dwayne calling on line one. Dwayne, welcome to the show. How are you, bro?
Yes. Hi. How you been doing?
Great. How you been doing?
I'm doing all right. Yeah, I'm a type of person, I don't trust that vaccine. I'm not going to take it. Because, you know, cause you, even if you take the vaccine, that don't stop you from getting the virus. You can still get the virus, even with the vaccine.
Okay.
Because you look at Jesse Jackson. He was for a vaccine. He still got the virus. I don't know about now, but he caught the virus.
You know, it's funny, Dwayne. I was looking at a footage today, Jesse Jackson in rehab. And I'm going to pray for hope and healing for Jesse Jackson. So, I mean, to each his own, everybody has their own opinion. But you know what? I'd rather get the, and I don't only speak it for me. I've been vaccinated, but I'm still protecting myself. And, you know, that's your choice, Dwayne. Tell me a little something. Are you out a lot, moving around, interacting with people?
Well, you know what? Hello, but what I do, my vaccine, I do a lot of exercise, and I eat good and everything. I keep myself healthy, and but that's what I do.
Yeah,
I do a lot. I wear my mask and stuff like that. Now I wear it in my mask, but I don't. Yeah. I'm not buying no vaccine. Now I believe in wearing a mask.
Okay.
And I don't know. I told you my brother passed. He taking a vaccine. He taking the vaccine about 3 months. 3 months later, he caught the virus and was on the machine, and he died.
Wow.
So yeah, you mean,
what about getting tested, though?
I didn't hear you.
I said, how do you feel about being tested?
I know he caught the virus.
No, I thought you were saying that you wouldn't take the vaccine.
No, I wouldn't take no vaccine, no.
But what about being tested?
No, I'll be tested, yes. I'll go along with that.
That's all that's being asked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what would happen, Dwayne, if you get tested? What's your thoughts after that?
Oh, well, I still ain't going to take it. Even if I get tested, virus, I still am not going to take the vaccine.
Well, they won't give it to you.
I didn't hear you.
They're going to wait 8 months, I believe so, before they would get the vaccine. But please remember, there's no cure for COVID.
Right.
There's no medicine that you can take to get rid of it. But you can prevent it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, but vaccine.
If you choose otherwise, vaccine, still protect yourself. Mask. Or double mask, continue to, you know, the sanitation part, your hands and whatnot.
Yeah.
But you want to know whether or not you have it. Get tested along with wearing those masks.
Uh-huh.
That should be respected.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to wear my mask. I'm going to wash my hand and all that stuff. And I'm going to do all that. And still exercise. I eat good. I'm be doing things like that. That's my vaccine.
There you go.
So do us a favor. If you're not doing anything, come down to 33rd and Diamond next Saturday morning.
Get tested.
And get tested.
Oh, okay.
Because it's your choice whether you want to get the vaccine. But, you know, I'm just really trying to educate people to come out, be fully aware of what's happening out there. As you look around, the numbers are increasing across the nation.
And in our community.
Yeah.
Yes. I understand that, there. But you know, it's like
protect
I said, you can still get the you can get the virus even with your vaccine.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. But we're not going to funerals.
Yeah, pretty much so. Yeah.
Yeah, but my brother passed. He took the vaccine and he was on the machine. He got the virus about 3 months after he took the vaccine. He was taking the poor vaccine. Then next you know, he passed.
I'm sorry for your loss, especially in that context. But going forward, continue to do what you've been doing. Get tested and mask.
Right.
Thank you.
All right.
Hey, thanks, Dwayne. So, you know
what, Vic? That's one that we had a conversation with.
Yeah.
And hopefully we had an impact.
Hopefully.
Isn't that all we really need is one person to make a difference?
That's it. Just one, John.
That's it.
Just one. You know, he mentioned earlier, you had said, Dwayne also talked about Jesse Jackson. I was looking at some footage today. Mm-hmm. Jesse Jackson is in rehab and he's on a walker. And
oh, man, please.
It was not a good sight to see. So we're going
to pray.
Yeah, we're going to pray for hope and healing for Jesse Jackson. I don't know the condition of his wife right now.
Jackie.
Yeah, so, you know, we had a critical time, man.
It's hey, Greg.
Yeah.
How many people don't know who Jesse Jackson is?
Oh, boy. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Still people don't know who Obama was.
Thank you. Okay. But, you know, for those of us of our generation, you know, he's a difference maker.
Yes, he was. Yeah.
You know, he raised questions, he inspired people, motivated people.
Yeah.
And you look around, and who's the next Jesse?
Yeah, I thought that's one of the questions I've been asking myself.
Right.
Who's going to step up to the plate?
Well, people are stepping up. They're just not, they're not as well known, let's put it that way. And they may not be as inspiring.
Yeah.
So...
So here we go again. The phone lines is kind of hot here at Houston.
Let's go.
Yeah, so we got Tony calling from Logan on line one.
Hi, Tony.
Tony, welcome to the show.
Good evening. How's it going?
Good, thank you.
It's going. How are you?
Good. I'm coming from the Umar Johnson.
I couldn't understand.
Yeah, Tony.
The Umar. Yeah, I'm coming from the Umar Johnson program he had, the family fest he had today.
Well, I missed that. So.
I wanted to ask Mr. White something. My mother was Mary Kassar.
Hi, yes, sir. Absolutely.
Yeah,
she's a real activist in the Logan
a
section.
A real activist.
She was out there, Rick, when Fist and Butler. And the outdoor drug sales became, you know, came to light. You know, blue tape, you don't remember, come on now, blue tape, red tape.
Yeah.
Mary Kassar was one of the most courageous people you would ever want to meet in your life. She was in the street confronting drug dealers and organizing people to stand up against this plight that was infecting their community. Well, I think maybe the last time I saw you, you were really, really little.
Yeah, a long time ago.
I'm telling you, it's been a while.
Starting a political party.
You're starting a party?
Because the black presence, you know, it's just about black people starting a political party here in Philadelphia. Nothing national, nothing statewide, until we get enough representation, of course. But letting the I don't know, just to galvanize the voting electorate here to start to make a change, because the current Democrat hierarchy here, I think, has failed our people here in Philadelphia.
I don't think we have necessarily made best use of the resources, the authority, the influence and the power that we have. You know, 1975, I believe it was, Dave Richardson myself, Hardy Williams, and others, we organized a black political convention here in Philadelphia. And it was about bringing awareness to the black community about the power that comes with voting, with a community voting. It was to raise issues in the context of the community that we were living in. Unfortunately, the same things that we discussed then, we're discussing now.
I know.
We're still talking about schools and the quality of education. We're still talking about violence. Back then, you know, I remember we had 43, believe it or not, this was hysterical times, with 43 African-Americans being shot and killed. 43! How many we have now, Rick?
Okay, we almost, almost the same time.
But it's how you use what you have. Hard to fault folks for not knowing the business of government.
Yeah.
How decisions get made. Why they get made. Who wins and who loses. So, you know, those are the kinds of questions that will lead us to make different decisions, I think. You know, we may assume that those questions are being asked, but not literally. I'm talking about it being literal and not rhetorical.
Yeah.
You can't have a city the size of Philadelphia that basically has about an 11% minority participation by way of contracts and whatnot. But
and you can't 11% have 17% minority means of the people Asians, voting for the women, mayor.
Asians, women, Latinos, all who deserve their spot. But that's only 3/10 of that 11% are represented by black-owned businesses. 3/10 of 11% go to minority black-owned businesses. That's unacceptable. But we stopped at the 11%. We didn't dig. We didn't go into the weeds and see that when you scrape through all of this, the bottom line is you're getting 3/10 of 11% participation for minority contract. It's things like that. Because if they focused on that, Rick, they wouldn't ignore it.
Yeah. Yeah.
They wouldn't. But there's a lot of things going on, and more demands are put on elected officials today than were during my time, I suspect. But we just have an awful lot of work to do. We really do.
Yeah, we do.
My best to your family, and know that I loved your mother, man.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate that. I know she valued your friendship and your leadership.
Thank you very much.
Have a great one. Good talking to you.
Thanks for calling, man. All righty, man. So, you know, as we begin to wrap things down, man, it's kind of crazy. I don't know, John, time flies. You know, I was trying to avoid watching so much of what took place 20 years ago.
Yes.
Because, you know, I switched to the football games because I didn't want to get so inundated watching the trauma of what took place 20 years ago.
Yes.
And it resonates deep when folks, media, you said it earlier, media plays a role in how these things kind of coexist.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, where were you, man?
You know, it's funny. I was asking my wife, where was she at? She was out in New Jersey at her mother's house, but I was downtown at 801 Market Street working in my office, and someone called me and told me what was happening, but then they gave me the second call. And I think the second call was evidence enough to say to me, wait a minute.
Go to hell home.
Yeah. the second plane that hit the tower.
Yeah.
So I knew it was time to get out of the building at Center City and head home and check with family members and loved ones and coworkers and everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So where were you at, John?
I was working for Elwin for a short period of time out in media, Elwin, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And I was listening to the radio, and I heard it. And my son Kellen at the time was in school. I was a single parent. My son Kellen was in school, I made a guy at the office. I went and pick him up.
Yeah.
You know, because I knew something was going down.
Yeah.
We didn't know where. And what, about a half hour later, they hit the Pentagon?
Yeah.
You know, it's a tragic day. But I did reflect and heard George Bush's speech.
Yeah.
For him to say those things, it's bad. For him to recognize, as a staunch Republican, remember? We thought he was conservative, remember?
Yes.
Okay? And now he's standing up and saying, hey, man, what we're seeing now is wrong.
Yeah.
There's no good coming of it. That defined for me how much ground we've lost.
Yeah, yeah.
How much ground we've lost as a people, as a country, even as a people, man. And I want my sons, my grandchildren, and my grandchildren's children to come into a better place.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want them to come into a better place. It's easy to get pessimistic about that.
Mm-hmm.
But then you talk to Tanika.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or you talk to Philly First.
Yeah.
Or you learn about a Mary Kusar who organized Hunting Park and Logan. And you realize that we have more than hope. We have opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah. So listen, we're down to like 2 minutes down. Anybody you want to thank before we leave the airwaves here tonight?
You know what? I want to take a minute and thank God the Creator.
Yes.
For the little things. The things we take for granted. The things that we think that we are entitled to.
Mm-hmm.
Without realizing that sometimes you have to work for. And when you have a purpose and you got to work to achieve it, you have enough faith to realize he's given you everything that you need to achieve it.
Yeah.
It's up to us to lift our heads to the heels where, you know, come to our strength.
Yes. Yeah.
So whatever your faith, whatever you believe, I know you believe in something or someone, give thanks. Give thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you.
And John,
he brought us together again.
Yes, yes, yes.
And we weren't on the corner.
You're so right about that. You know, I don't know, man. I just want to thank everybody. And again, I want to reiterate the fact that love your family, love your loved ones. Stay close to people, man. You know, I always said love is the highest principle in the universe. Love
someone. Live by it. That's exactly right. Yeah.
To my wife, my two daughters.
Oh, wait a minute now. Before you thank Sheila.
Right. As
First Lady Recovery.
Right.
I have to thank Beverly.
Yeah.
For this beautiful fruit plate that she prepared for me during the commercial. Now go right ahead, Rick.
Thanks, Beverly. Thank you. Thank you. And you know, it's funny, John. We have these candid conversations about our loved ones, and we couldn't be who we are if it wasn't for them.
I'll tell my story one day. Someone saved my life.
Yeah. So we got to get.
Dave, my life.
Yeah. So I'm going to call you as soon as we get off the air for our
We're supposed to meet. We hook up, right?
We're going to our meeting.
Yeah. Call me.
Yeah. I want to thank our producer, Mike. We want to thank Tanetta, those folks that will be out there at Story Mansion next Saturday.
Saturday.
Saturday at 33rd and Diamond. Show up. Get
right after the walk. Right after the walk.
Yeah. And I'll be there participating in the walk and the vaccination. It's a lot going on.
Sure.
So, don't change that dial. Stay tuned for our good friend Lloyd Cummings right here at 900 AM. W, you are the Mike, our producer. Thanks for holding it down. Mike, we knew you had a good time on your vacation, and Jordan did a fantastic job. So again, man, kudos go to you and the rest of the WRD staff. Until next week, we out of here.
Peace.
Peace.
Vignette Moments with Dr. Lucille Ijoy.
Pandemic COVID-19. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is a serious time. You know, we are at a strange time in our lives when we have to make decisions, really important decisions, about our lives and the lives of our family and our friends and neighbors and strangers. And you know, making decisions like that is no play. So I'm going to say this little rap for you. We call it a poem or a rap. I hope that when I'm finished saying it, you'll be able to say it also. Pandemic time, the vaccine is free. Get your vaccination as quick as can be. The Delta variant may be a new concern. Be willing to take time. Be willing to learn. And I'm going to tell you something. We all better be willing to learn, and we all better be willing and ready to take that vaccine. This is no playtime. And I would say from the bottom of my heart, amen, amen, and amen.
The Black Words Book Club. Word Radio's conversation on books that explore the African-American experience through social, economic, and environmental justice issues. Tune in the second Tuesday of every month on Evening Words with Nick Taliaferro, 4 p.m. till 7 p.m. The Black Words Book for September is Race Against Time, The Politics of a Darkening America by Keith Boykin. Be sure to listen live as Nick Taliaferro will hold a contest for a giveaway book bundle that consists of four titles from Kensington's Defina's Authors of Color's newest release. Don't miss it. Tuesday, September 14th on Evening Words with Nick Taliaferro. Attention 4Word members. Get your copy and receive a 20% discount when you purchase at Harriet's Bookstore or Hakeem's Bookstore. For more information on the Black Words Book Club, visit wordradio.com. The Black Words Book Club is sponsored by Defina. Defina is an imprint of Kensington Publishing Corporation, America's independent publisher, concentrating on authors of color.
Want the latest in word swag?
Check out the shop tab on wordradio.com. Hoodies, tees, and more in a variety of colors. The shop tab on wordradio.com. Show the world that you're all about black.
Talk Media.
The Word Radio Newsletter.
Keeping you informed, engaged, and connected.
Sign up by visiting wordradio.com. Scroll to the bottom of the page and type your email address under Connect with Us. You'll receive the latest information on Word Radio, messages from our president and CEO, Sarah Lomax Reese, exclusive articles and multimedia content, and resources.
Stay informed
with the Word Radio Newsletter.
Tell us how you really feel. Follow us on social media at OnWord. This is Word Radio, 96.1 FM WURD and 900 AM WURD, Philadelphia, independent black media.
This program is a rebroadcast. Please disregard all dates, times, and events given. No phone calls, please.